This is Milwaukee Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Bob Bach. A steady stream of citizens flowed through the Hurley High School gym yesterday. That's where the DNR invited public input on the early phases in Gogebic Taconite's application to develop an iron ore mine in the Pinoki Range. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz took her recorder to far northern Wisconsin to hear what people closest to the proposed mine had to say. And Susan joins us this morning from nearby Ashland. Good morning. Morning, Susan.
Morning, Bob.
This is a stunning area of Wisconsin, isn't it?
It absolutely is. The sun's out here again today. And, you know, when you come north and reach Hurley, you're at Lake Superior. Basically, you hang a left and go west on Highway 2. You've got Lake Superior on your right and the Pinoki Range, which stretches 80 miles into Michigan, is on your left. It's spectacular. In terms of impressions from residents, I found the first group on bicycle, actually, on their way to the hearing. Ashland resident Kaya DeShane explained why they decided to make their trek from Ashland to Hurley.
We want to get there on our own power and have time to see the river, see the lake, be under the sky, see the plants that will be destroyed if the mine is created.
Another person there, Bob, is Rachel Davis, and she's one of the first people to arrive at the Hurley gym. The Wausau resident told me that she decided to speak out publicly for the first time.
The environmental implications are just too catastrophic to even for me to wrap my head around. You know, I'm very saddened that Wisconsin has taken this turn because we've always been very progressive when it comes to our environmental policy. I think a lot of people do care about this issue, but they just don't know. You know, and if it was in their backyard, they'd be like, no way. And so if we can expand the idea of our backyard to all of Wisconsin, then we can get more people on board with this and that this just can't be allowed to happen.
When Paul Grbavich stepped to the podium, he's someone who's lived in the area in Ironwood his entire life, and he actually urged Wisconsin to follow the mining track and follow the lead of neighboring states.
If you do mining in Upper Michigan and they do mining in Minnesota, the open pit, has anybody ever taken and say, hey, these are the rules for Michigan, these are the rules for Minnesota. Let's follow these page per page. They're doing a fine job. People here are sick and tired of these $8 to $9 an hour jobs. They're existing, barely existing. There's no benefits, there's nothing.
Susan, Gogebic Taconite's application is considered to be in the very early stages. The DNR is requesting public input on what's called the company's pre-application notice to mine, kind of a big phrase there, and its proposed bulk sampling activity. What's that all about?
Well, the sampling phase could mean that crews excavate or even blast 4,000 tons of rock that would then be trucked off the Pinokis and sent off for testing. Dawn White was among those people who pointed out that she sees deficiencies in Gogebic Taconite's application from the get-go and the impacts that she says are there even before those trucks full of rocks roll off the range. And White is the mining specialist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission.
First one is regarding the pre-application for the mine permit itself. Okay. So general. So when can the public expect to see specific information on exactly what their applicant is proposing? The second question is regarding the trout streams. We see impacts already, and all they've been doing is driving and putting holes in the ground.
It sounds as though the possibility that full-scale mining could pollute the Pinoki's prized trout streams that ultimately spill into Lake Superior preoccupied many of what the folks had to say at Thursday's meeting.
Yeah, it did dominate the conversation. That, along with the possibility of asbestos-like fibers in its rocks. But Paul Venter wanted to make another point when he stepped up. He has more immediate concerns, he says, for residents of the town of Anderson. That town falls within the proposed mining area. Venter says that deer hunting season is approaching, and GTEC plans to bring armed guards back on patrol. So he worries that those guards might mistake his hunters from his town as protesters. And as town chairman, Venter says it's his job to take care of the health and welfare of his residents.
Deer hunting up here is, it's sacred. They plan for it all year long. And to be disrupted without any consideration from GTEC, I talked to them, and they don't think it's a problem. They even suggested maybe that if you want to hunt out there, you call them, and they'll put your name on a list, and they'll let you come in.
So throughout the day yesterday, Bob, the DNR said repeatedly that the public comment of the group there and that of people emailing or messaging in to the DNR really figure into its decision-making process. And September 3rd is the deadline to weigh on these preliminary measures. And then in the next few months, the DNR says it's planning to install groundwater monitoring wells in the Pinoki region, and that'll push the information gathering forward.
What about the comments from GTEC or any other industry personnel? Were they present at this hearing?
They weren't present. Any time that I was there, I was almost there through the entire proceedings, and my understanding is they chose not to be there because they presented their initial information to the DNR. They felt it not necessary to be there.